Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. It's newly designed, and leave a voicemail on the feedback. You may be even on my show. And don't tell nobody, but the CEO is giving out cash for people that leave feedbacks on your favorite show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wheels Will Clean. Now, this show is basically geared towards women tonight. Girls, ladies, sit down and listen. This was an eye-opener for me. I tell you, I want you to drop these nuggets that I'm getting ready to drop on you and live your best life. My pastor has been talking about godly relationships, and so we're on marriage, and I tell you, ladies, this is going to blow your mind. I'm going to give you 10 characteristics of manhood. So I want you to figure out if you're dating or married to a male man, or are you married to a real man? Now, let me give you his definition of maleness. Maleness is a man with a penis, okay? Yeah, I said it. He's only a male with a penis. And a real man is a man that provides sacrificial service to his lady friend or his wife. He puts all his efforts into pleasing his lady friend or his wife. He's not selfish. He doesn't only think of himself. His job is to let that love nourish and flow towards you. So that's the first nugget. If your man is not letting that love flow towards you, he's a male man, okay? So the first characteristic of malehood, let me define masculinity. It is being the man that God intended for him to be. If he's not trying to find out why God put him on this earth, that's the second nugget, okay? You need to run to the border because he's going to do nothing but drag you down, okay? He has to know what God put him here to be, and he has to know to be God-like. Okay, so the first thing and the key thing to knowing if you're with a male man or a real man is that he must put God first. If he doesn't put God first, okay, that's a sign, that's a bad sign right there. Because you know if you're not of God, you're of Satan. Okay? The second characteristic is that he respects everyone. If he's not respecting you, that means he's not respecting anyone else in his life as well. So it won't only be you, it'll be probably everybody that he knows, okay? The third characteristic is he builds up those close to him. Now, if he's not joining you in your vision, and he's not inspiring you to be the best that you can be, he's always tearing you down, he's a mailman, okay? The fourth characteristic is he never leads women on playing with their emotions. Now, how many of y'all been with a man that just, he think he done one, and he think he can play with your emotions and think you're not going to respect? I mean, he thinks you're not going to respond to all that negativism coming from him. Hey, one day he going to wake up just like Al Green did and had him hot grits on his face, okay? That's when he playing with your emotions, okay? The fifth characteristic is he works hard, never chase the paycheck or money. He's working to build a future with you. Going back to number four, you know, men, if you're listening, let me tell you something. When you damage a woman emotionally, you just making it hard for the next man. He going to have to come in and clean up your mess. So the next time you think about playing with somebody's emotions, just think about you messing that lady's whole future up, that some man's got to come back in there and repair what you did because you're a mailman and not a real man, okay? The sixth characteristic of manhood is he never chooses hobbies over his family. He's going to put his, if he puts God first, the second thing he's going to put next is his family. He's not going to put golf over his family. He's not going to put whatever hobby he has, hanging out with the boys or whatever, he's not going to put that before you. Because God comes first, then your wife and your woman, and everything else falls on into place with you, okay? The seventh characteristic of a man is he pursue purity. He takes steps to eliminate the possibilities and opportunities to yield to lustful situations. What we mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you're not taking care of your man sexually, he may go to, you know, pornography to fulfill that need, but he doesn't understand what that pornography is doing to his life. Because if he's always looking at pornography, he can't be intimate with you because his mind is so keyed on seeing what he see on that computer, thinking it's real, and it's just a deception by Satan. Because he never touches that woman. He never kisses. He just sit there and fantasize that that's who he might want to be with. And he might have a diamond laying right there next to him. But his mind is so messed up that he'd rather go to a computer and fantasize about some woman he'll never have, and that breaks down the intimacy with you and him, because his intimacy is going into that computer, okay? So that's the mailman, ladies, for you. He's going to be looking at that pornography instead of letting you and him get together as a couple. The eighth characteristic of a man is that he has self-control. He controls his emotion. He is not ruled by his emotions. Because if you can't control your emotions, you're the weakest man on earth. Yeah, I said it. You're the weakest man on earth. Because your whole life is out of control. So if you can't control yourself, you try to control other people, okay? And so when you see some man trying to control you, that means he's a mailman and not a real man. He got some issues going on, okay? The ninth characteristic of a real man is he looks to God for his identity, purpose, and worth. He got to know what he was put on this earth to do. But like Pastor said, you know, we women out here are castrating these men by taking care of them and switching roles with them, and they can never be the man that God put them here to be. So, ladies, hear me good. If you're out there taking care of a man right now, you need to let him stand up and be a real man and not a mailman, okay? Because you're hurting him, you're not helping him. And this is why he's going to all these different changes, because he's making you be the man and he's trying to be the woman, okay? That's not the way God intended it for it to be in the beginning. So a lot of men try to dominate women for the simple fact that maybe that's what they were told when they grew up. You know, men don't cry. You got to have control of your woman. You know, all this stuff was geared by Satan because he didn't want you to learn your identity and his purpose and his worth as being the real man that God placed him on this earth to be. The 10th and last characteristics of a real man is that he celebrates the successes of others. He ain't always bragging about what he does or what he got. You know, he's trying to help his brother get to the next level. That's a real man. He's not trying to pull that brother down. He's trying to build him up just like he should be building you up so both of you can be successful. You know? So it was such a mind-opening experience for me when I heard this sermon last week. I'm like, I got to let my girls know. You need to check it. Are you with a mailman or are you with a real man? Because we're not being taught what a real man is. We're just settling for anything just to say we got a man. So I want you to take these 10 nuggets, look at your situation that you're in right now, and you determine if you with a male man, a man with a penis, or if you with a real man, the man that knows what God put him on this earth to be. And, I mean, he's got to be your Boaz, you know what I'm saying? So he want to be the head, but he don't know how to be the head because he doesn't understand what the head of the woman means. And what we're being taught is that the head of the woman means you're the source of that love flowing from you to your significant other. Now, if your man's love not flowing to you, okay, it's time to roll, ladies. Don't settle. Find you a real man. I'm sure there's some out there. I mean, you know, people go to the church to find a man or a woman, but sometimes that's the worst place to go. So take these characteristics down, look at your relationship, and see if you're with that mailman or if you're with that real man. Okay? I hope this has blessed you. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. And don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app and leave me a voicemail on this show, okay? I would love to hear what you thought about it. If you have some topics you want me to talk about, leave that. It's only 60 seconds. And, hey, look, you may be on my show or you may get that cash my CEO is giving out, okay? I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to my radio broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Again, this show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. Also go to Linda Monroe and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It definitely will be a blessing to you. If not, give it to a gift. I'll send you a gift when you order it as well. And if you don't read or can't read, I'll read it to you. I have it on audio as well. And until next week, remember, all is well, the best is yet to come, and are you dating or married to a mailman or a real man? Until next week, be blessed. God loves you, and so do I.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.